In Los Angeles, immigrants who don't have credentials to work in the U.S. can still get a credit card. Bank of America has begun offering credit cards to illegal immigrants without Social Security numbers. The bank is hoping to tap into a fast-growing market, but it's also drawing some criticism, as NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Bank of America reportedly is testing the new credit card program at about 50 bank branches in Los Angeles. Applicants don't need a Social Security number to qualify for the plastic or a traditional credit check. They do need a B of A checking account with no recent history of bounced checks. Under the pilot program, cardholders typically put up a deposit to guarantee repayment of their credit card bills. They also pay a relatively high interest rate, in some cases more than 21%. According to Donald Terry, the senior official at the Inter-American Development Bank, there are some 20 million Latin American adults now living and working in the U.S., some legally, others not. In most cases, these immigrants have no history of working with banks in their home countries. Terry says unless they can access banking services here in the U.S., these immigrants are relegated to a costly cash economy.
It will cost you money to cash your check. It will cost you money to transmit your remittances back home. It will cost you more for any type of credit that you might want to get. And so, sure, people are at a disadvantage not being in the financial system.
While credit cards are a new wrinkle, Bank of America is not the first financial institution to reach out to these new immigrants. Citibank and Wells Fargo both offer home loans to customers without Social Security numbers. Terry says while not all banks are so aggressive in courting newcomers, some see the immigrants as the customers of their future.
Those that do provide those services will be rewarded not only with making money right now, but certainly into the future as higher and higher percentages of the U.S. population is foreign-born.
But opponents of illegal immigration are unhappy with the bank's outreach. Ira Melman of the Federation for American Immigration Reform says the banks are simply making it easier for undocumented workers to flout the law.
The overwhelming majority of the people who will be receiving cards under this program will be illegal aliens. And really what it does is it places the banks in a position of aiding and abetting people who are violating U.S. immigration laws. The fact that somebody can make a buck off of something doesn't mean that it's acceptable to do it.
Melman also faults the federal government. The Federal Reserve has set up a program to make it easier and cheaper for undocumented workers to send money to relatives back home. The Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation encourages banks to court Latino customers, no matter what their immigration status.
Really what they are doing is winking at it and tacitly encouraging the banks to do that.
Bank of America is obviously wary about a backlash. It's been promoting the credit card program quietly through word of mouth. After the program made the front page of the Wall Street Journal this morning, the bank declined to grant interviews, saying it didn't want to add fuel to the fire. Still, the Journal says B of A hopes to expand the credit card program nationwide. As immigrant banking expert Donald Terry points out, B of A has a long history of serving new immigrants from its founding in San Francisco more than a century ago as the American Bank of Italy. Scott Horsley, NPR News.